pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, our one podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We begin this afternoon on this Thursday with some breaking news from Arkansas. It could be over for Eric Musselman. Reports from ESPN state that he is headed to SoCal, where he grew up. He could be the next USC head coach. That was not an expected announcement. Earlier in the month. But it apparently is happening. So Arkansas will be looking for a new head basketball coach. Two Elite Eights, a Sweet 16, quite a run for the Mus Bus, but apparently it is headed out west. Good afternoon. Welcome in on a very busy Thursday afternoon. Basketball in the air, football as well. We'll talk about it with you on the phone. The number of guests will be dropping by. Oh, yes, Alabama and UConn Saturday night. UConn finally made it out there. It took a while. They got there in the middle of the night. The offensive efficiency is pretty similar, but the defensive efficiency is where the tail of the tape shows the biggest change, and that's why UConn is a double-digit favorite. Other than that, they're pretty much identical, other than that, about 8 or 9 points a game. So we'll have more on Musselman when that news becomes official, but it is all but official. We have a number of guests, including Chris Stewart, the broadcaster from the University of Alabama. Why don't we start with John, who is in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul, good afternoon. And as you can tell, I didn't win the Powerball, and I lost in the brackets this week, so it's been a kind of a down week. Paul, you there?
Yeah, no, I was just waiting for the rest of the sentence. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, Paul, you were talking about the Rose Bowl float, and I saw you go by, and I recognized you, Tim Tebow, Ron, Roman Harper, Marty, and what's the other, Ryan. And my daughter recognized Darren Criss because of Glee. But I have to ask you, oh, by the way, she thought you looked rather small on the float and wondered how they got you up there.
Well, you simply just climb up. I think there's a
ladder or something.
Ladder, yeah. It's not like going up in an escalator at Sears, but we got up there.
There was an older gentleman on the float. Was he
the older gentleman was Bill Hancock, the head of the CFP.
Oh, okay. This is his final ride, so to speak. So, Paul, let's pick the finalists for the both men's and women's. I've got Purdue against UConn and South Carolina against Iowa. I have UConn winning, and only because I like Caitlin Clark. I think South Carolina is better, but I've got Iowa winning on the women's side. What's your picks? Let's put it out there now.
I'm probably going to disagree. I like Connecticut on the men's side and South Carolina on the women's.
I can't argue with that.
Well, don't even try then. Thanks. I wondered, I love people who are giving, they give us their predictions, and then they give us the predictions and essentially say, well, I don't really believe in this, but I like so-and-so. I like Alabama, but I'm still predicting UConn. So does that make any sense? I don't know. We will get to more of your phone calls, but we're talking about the UConn Alabama game. That is 8:49. That's an estimation, by the way. It won't be any earlier. It will likely be later. That is 8:49 Eastern time for those of you setting the table for Saturday night. And the person who will be calling it on the Alabama Crimson Tide Radio Network joins us now from way out there. Chris Stewart joining us. Chris, first of all, it's great to see you. We haven't talked to you in a while, and we were listening to your call in the office here. You got a lot of Alabama fans excited with that final call in the Clemson game. How are you?
Paul, I'm doing great. It's really good to see you and excited that we get a chance to talk from here. And yeah, I was excited. I make no apologies for that. It was very special, an incredible time, and just very grateful that I was able to be there for it.
We talked to you some time ago, and I don't want to miss the moment here with the game, but you told us about a number of your health struggles that you had overcome, pretty serious stuff. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I know there were a lot of people concerned about me in the final seconds of that game.
I was.
I understand. They listen even more intently right now, I think, on stuff like that. But, Paul, it was very special. It was really cool, and I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you asking. But, yeah, it's crazy. It was almost 6 years ago to the day that I had my stroke, and then 16 months later had the bypass and the infection that had me hospitalized for 91 days. And I'm grateful just to be alive, but really thankful that I can be here and witness what Alabama's doing right now.
Chris, it would be a blessing to be alive no matter what you're doing. But I would think as you are doing what you're doing, something that has never been done before in Alabama history, it has to be even that much more special. So just from a personal standpoint, you also have been in the news lately on a couple of other things. What has this ride been like for you?
It's been very special. Look, you know, as a broadcaster, you have no control over winning or losing. It's all about the team that you follow and what they do and what they accomplish. But to have the chance to be here in this setting, you know, the first Final Four in program history, and having seen them have so many great teams, and you know this, Paul, as well as I do. Alabama's had a great, rich tradition in college basketball. There have been two glaring weaknesses on the resume. It's the Final Four and national championship. And the Final Four is now filled in on the resume. There are two wins from the other, but you can't win that unless you get here. And to have that ceiling finally removed and make it here to where you have a chance is beyond special. And I'm very thankful that I was here. You know, it's amazing, Paul. It's been 22 years since I got the job. And my second season was the year that Mark Gottfried led Alabama to its only Elite Eight appearance at that time. And now here we are 20 years removed from that. We celebrated the 20th anniversary of that Elite Eight team just about a month and a half ago in Tuscaloosa. Got a chance to recognize and honor them, and so many of the players and Mark were back, and it was a special time. But to see a new piece of history now made for this program is something I'm really grateful I have an opportunity to witness firsthand.
It's been mentioned, and I have a feeling it'll be mentioned a few more times Saturday night, but there are some eerie similarities between that Elite Eight game 20 years ago, yeah, and the game we'll be watching Saturday night. Same team.
Same team, same town. As a matter of fact, it was in Phoenix, different venue. The last time I believe that we were in this building, and I say we talking about the University of Alabama and a Crimson Tide team, things went pretty well in a tremendous ball game. The Tide won in a football national title. So hopefully we'll have a little of that karma rub off. And I'm not so sure, based on the size and talent of Clemson's basketball team, we couldn't use a few of the football players as well. But It's going to be a fun matchup. I'm very excited to see what it'll be like.
Well, if I'm watching Saturday and I see Nick Saban call for an onside kick, then I know we're in the wrong place. Because
you're right.
That was the moment of that game, as we all remember.
Sure.
Chris, last year it seemed like the perfect storm, and then it wasn't. Tell us how this basketball team, which really not a lot was expected out of, considering all the transition, ended up playing on the final weekend of the year.
Yeah, Paul, back in the summer, I might have bet some of your money, but not my own, that this team would be where they are. I really thought they would play their best basketball in February and March. The roster, I knew, was very talented with a lot of veteran players. But, you know, it's 9 new players on the roster and 3 new assistant coaches as well. So it would have been foolish to predict that this team would match what last year's team was. That was a historic team in terms of what they accomplished throughout the course of the year. This one had to go through growing pains, and Nate Oates knew he was going to have a new roster. He knew he was going to have challenges, and yet he still went out and put together a schedule that was as tough as any in the country. And they're sitting there at 6-5 after a trip that included Purdue in Toronto, Creighton in Omaha, and then playing Arizona right here in Phoenix. And I think our record was 6-5 at that time. And they have gone from that moment, that spot in the season, to now where they are playing their best basketball. And they had a couple of hiccups. It's why they didn't win an SEC title. The injuries that occurred were at a bad time playing against great teams that, frankly, Bama may not have won anyway. But they didn't have their best chance at a stretch run in the regular season because they didn't have all hands on deck. They haven't had that in the NCAA tournament with Latrell Reitzel being out and Pringle playing somewhat on one leg, but they've been able to overcome it and play through it, and they've been better on the defensive end, and that's a major reason why. But it's been really special to see their growth and see that they've been able to go from a team with potential to a team that's fulfilling it.
Chris, I know you've seen some crazy things, but a lot of the pundits, once again, are not giving Alabama a shot, and understandably so. You get that. You understand college basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a ticket? Is there a route for Alabama to win? How do they do it?
Yeah, look, UConn's been great, but they have lost three ball games. And Alabama can't be any less than the best version of themselves and have a chance to win. They can't be average or below and think they're going to be playing on Monday night. But frankly, I don't think they have to be better than they have at any point this year when they were at their best. If they can defend as they have in this tournament and continue to be elite on the offensive end, which they have been, they're going to have a chance in this game. I think it's quite clear, and I know this won't come as any shock to you, this revelation I'm about to drop. You can't allow UConn to go on a 30-0 run to start the second half and expect to have a chance. But if you can keep this a ball game, a couple of possessions with 5 minutes to go in the game with that under four media timeout, Alabama's going to – I think there will be a lot more pressure on UConn than there would at the Crimson Tide in that situation. Getting to there is very much a challenge. But if Bama does not allow too many second-chance opportunities for UConn and they don't turn the ball over, then I think Alabama's going to have a very good chance to compete. Got to shoot it well, got to rebound well, but I think they've got a really good opportunity to do that.
Chris Stewart here. Chris, before you go, I alluded to it early, and it is not certainly the lead story, but it was the lead story about 6 weeks ago when you were named to be the permanent football broadcaster for the University of Alabama. There was a lot made out of that. You were very respectful to Eli Gold, as I expected you to be. But what does it mean to you now to not only do basketball, which you've done for 22 years, but to be the voice of the Crimson Tide all across the board?
To say it's special, Paul, would be a massive understatement. You know me 35 years. I've lived in Alabama my entire life. I was born a fan of the Crimson Tide. I grew up listening to John Forney. Paul, I'm sorry. I had a call come in there, and I wasn't able to mess it up. But I've been a fan of the program since I was a child. I had the privilege late in his life of getting to know John Forney. I'm friends with Paul Kennedy. I've been friends and colleagues with Eli for a long time. I hurt for Eli because I know what the job means to him and has meant to him for so long, and I know what he means to Alabama fans. So, yes, I'm respectful of that because I respect Eli. But I've worked very hard to at least put myself in a position to be in the conversation whenever there was a next at Alabama. And just like there was a next after John and a next after Paul, there was eventually a next after Eli, and there will be certainly a next after me. I value the position. not just because it's the Crimson Tide, but because of those three men that I just mentioned that held the job before me. And not only do I have a responsibility to the fan base, I've got a responsibility to those three men to uphold the standard that they've set incredibly well for more than 50 years.
Chris Stewart, the voice of the Tide. Chris, many, many thanks for being with us on a very busy weekend for you and everyone out there. Thank you. We'll be watching and listening on Saturday night. Always great to catch up with Chris Stewart as we begin the program on this Thursday afternoon. In addition to Chris, we'll have a few other guests as well. We had an Alabama guest yesterday from the music world. Scotty McCreary is an NC State fan. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. And Theo Weiss Jr. from Missouri. Remember, he came over a year ago from Oklahoma, one of the top receivers in the SEC, and he'll join us next hour.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
A lot of yawns when people saw this headline today. Super League, one powerful group's idea to fix a dead system. It was interesting who wasn't part of this group, anyone from the Big Ten or the SEC. Lane Kiffin continues to add to the staff. Here comes the judge, former Giants head coach Joe Judge with state connections, was almost a candidate for that job. I think he turned it down a couple of years ago. He's now an analyst on the Ole Miss staff. Kirby happy. He likes the offense. How can you not? We have a decision in the caller bracket. There was a dispute last night. Some people were accusing Dominic of crashing the ballot. Anyway, the committee has sanctioned Dominic with an upset win over Handsome Joe. He'll face Legend, and Squirrel faces Larry, who took I-Man out for a fishing expedition and dunked him underwater. Those are some big-time results right there, and we'll have more on that a little bit later. Chris is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Chris was on late last night, and he got my award for caller of the day. Let's, if you have not heard Chris, he is a rising star on the show.
Man, Paul, I'm gonna try to be calm today, man. That's the reason why I called you a little bit earlier, so I won't get so aggravated. But I'm not gonna call in and keep on responding to people because I don't want to get like Legend and the rest of them, Jim, like my family's hurt and stuff like that. But I'm gonna tell you, that John from Louisville, man, you gotta just hang up on him. Just let him say two words and hang up on him. Okay. He's so boring. Man, I had to take a nap, man. I just got back from lunch, man. He almost put me to sleep. I'm telling you, he's horrible.
Okay.
And then G had the nerve to say something about my call yesterday. G. G from Georgia.
Yeah, I know G.
Man, don't take his call either. Don't take his call. He finna find out the same thing we found out when we won the two championships. Man, listen, I don't hate Alabama fans. I don't hate Legend. I thank them. I thank Nick Saban. Because I tell you, playing them 5 years back to back, man, that put us to a new level. That set our standard higher. Paul, I just want to tell you, I just want one favor from you. When it's time and ESPN pulled the plug on the ACC, please put a word in for it and let us come, because we don't want to go to them weaklings up there in the Big Ten. Did you hear Elliot? We didn't pay attention to that game. We weren't ready for that game. That's not an important game. Every time you take the field, Paul, you're supposed to go out there and give your best, your all. It's a pride. That's the reason why I don't understand why ESPN has leaked up with, or the SEC has leaked up with the Big Ten. I don't understand why is that. They weak. They ain't going to win nothing, man. You might as well just go ahead and put the Big 12 or somebody in there with them. That's everybody up there, Elliot, Jeff, all of them. They're horrible. The ACC, one thing about Clemson, I'm going to say Clemson, we do things right. We do things. We got pride, and every time we take the field, we try to win. So, Legend, I don't hate you, man. I appreciate you. But one thing about it, we cool. This is a game. But just keep it respectful. That's all I ask. You have a nice day, Paul.
Thank you very much. Always great to hear from Chris starting us off. You ready for this guy? Matt is in San Antonio.
Hey, brother. Hey, I've been looking at some practice from the spring games with Connor Wiegman. People thought he wouldn't get any strength back in his arm after he got injured pretty bad last year. He's looking pretty good, man. I wanted your opinion on that and who's going to be the backup or QB1 and QB3 in your opinion. Who's going to win that quarterback
battle?
Well,
you tell me. I haven't really seen any game film. Who looked good to you?
I think it's going to be Connor Wiegman. I don't know about QB2, QB3 on that one. They said they're going to let him battle it out. Both quarterbacks got hurt, looking good in the spring game, including QB3. I think this year is going to be different with A&M because you remember the offensive coordinator they brought in? He tried to compete for Johnny Football for the Heisman, but he lost. I think bringing in the Kansas State offensive coordinator, bringing new perspective for the quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not saying our offensive coordinator sucked, but he's more young. He's played as a quarterback before. So he brings a new perspective to them to teach him more of the game.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll check with some people down there and see what's going on. Thank you, Matt. Bash is in Boulder. Hey, Bash.
Bash, Brother Paul, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Is Deacon Randy in the studio? Oh, yeah. He is not. All right, so let me get to my question, Paul.
Randy is here and accounted for.
Counting present. So
he just did not feel like talking to you.
Again, Paul, Randy does not have a problem with me. You are speculating and making false information, but let's get back to serious question.
I'll say this in the nicest possible terms. Is it okay, Randy? Yeah. Randy doesn't like you, Bash.
He literally said he's okay yesterday, and then you were like,
Randy, are
Bash.
You okay or you don't like? He's out of the okay and into the don't like category.
Fine with me. If that Winston-Salem person does not like me, I don't care.
Bash, I like that. I like the fact that you don't care whether he likes you or not.
Thank you. We're both grown adults. We don't have to like each other. You just got to get along. All right. Now, Paul, yesterday while I was watching the show, I saw on the bottom docker that the Charlotte Hornets head coach is stepping down after this NBA season concludes. And you had said last week that you don't see any other coaching job opportunity for Nate Oates to leave Alabama except the NBA calling him. So since you live in Charlotte, Paul, I'm going to ask you, do you think there's a possibility of Nate Oates leaving the Alabama Crimson Tide to be the new head coach of the Charlotte Hornets, where his former player and potentially the best player he's ever coached, Brandon Miller, is a star in that team as well?
Well, it'd certainly be an easy job because they don't have a ceiling because they're such a bad franchise. So I really can't answer that yet. I think Nate is going to be offered some NBA jobs. It's just a matter of whether that new ownership wants to go with a retread like most owners go with in the NBA, like the guy that just got fired, who was fired here about 6 years ago, or try something innovative like Nate Oates. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're back. More to come. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are back here. So much going on. Let's continue with Will in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. Another Winston-Salem dude here who doesn't like bash myself. But, Paul, with the Masters next week, did you happen to read Schlabel's piece about, you know, the LIV and PGA players both saying that the state of golf, they don't think it's like sustainable in the next few years? Did you happen to read that?
Yeah, I did read that. And I mean, you know, it was a year ago they had the big announcement of the merger, and since then nothing has happened. And I really have found myself less interested in golf than ever before. Now, I'm not talking about the Masters. Everyone watches that, but just the day-to-day tour tournaments are just not very interesting.
No, me neither. I haven't watched a lot. I'm sure everyone will load up on the major championships and everyone's together, but that's not really my question. I find, you know, what's going on in golf kind of similar to what's going on in college football. You know, like the PGA has done like this GoFundMe, basically, like a consortium of all kinds of cash. My question is, like, what would stop the ACC from, like, you know, doing the same thing, basically? You know, like, Florida State's been talking to, like, these big banks and stuff. Like, what would stop the ACC from, like, you know, doing a GoFundMe, basically, like, just to keep teams where they're at? Could they do that?
No. I mean, that's already been tested in court. And, I mean, the ACC's problems are much deeper than what you alluded to. I mean, they're right now in a sustained fight for survival. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it very much. So let's check in with Spencer, who is also in North Carolina. Hello, Spencer.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
I also kind of want to piggyback off of that with the ACC talk. I want to know, like, what does this mean today with Florida State?
Well, what happened today was just a ruling stating where this court case needed to be. There was never much mystery that if you're suing a corporation or an entity like a conference, you can't have it in your own municipality. So I don't read much into this. Frankly, I don't think this case will ever see the inside of a courtroom. I think most of it will be litigated outside.
Me personally, I think the ACC is here to stay. Like, I feel like it's just too much of a, like, even from the basketball side of things, it's too much of a power conference just to disappear.
Well, Spencer, I don't think it's going to disappear, but I think the real question, though, is how viable it's going to be. And, you know, they're facing some deadlines next year involving television agreements that could open the door even wider for the, you know, you already have two schools that are in court, and you could see as many as five more try to get out. They can hang on, but what is this league going to look like, and how viable it will it be for a television network if they lose a couple of these major players?
Well, lastly, with the teams in the conference, like, I feel like the television's great with the basketball side, the Duke, the Carolina, like, the basketball side of it's good. But I feel like they could have done a way better job than with who they're bringing in, like bringing in Cal and Stanford.
Yeah, but Spencer, my question back to you is, the reason they took Cal and Stanford and SMU was simply survival. They had to have a certain number so they would maintain their television agreement revenue. But I want to ask you a question. Where else were they going to go to get somebody to join the ACC? Who wanted in?
Well, what I'm looking at, like, I feel like they could have done better than, like, I feel like a Memphis would have been good. Or, like, I know UCF already joined the Big 12, right, and that's done and over, but, like, a UCF would have been good for the ACC.
Yeah, but that's the problem, now, though. Like, all these other schools, I mean, the most likely candidates, Cincinnati, UCF, schools like that already went to the Big 12. I would agree with you on Memphis. I think Memphis could have been a good fit for the ACC. It's a good market, passionate fans. The football program has come a long way back, but they chose not to. I mean, I don't think SMU brings them anything. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Steve is in Texas. Hey, Steve, go right ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you, Paul.
Thank you.
Just want to comment on, I heard a caller yesterday and earlier today talking about A&M and everything, and I know this is rude and crude, but I'll tell you that the worst thing that could have happened to A&M is Texas coming in the AC or SEC, because up until the end of A&M's play in the Big 12, A&M was Texas, and when Texas gets in the SEC, it's going to be that.
Yeah, I apologize for having to, we disconnected you there, not because we didn't like the call. In fact, I thought it was a good call, but you said a word that apparently did not make it past the censors. But your point, if I could regurgitate it without using the B word, is accurate. There are a lot of people concerned in Aggie land about Texas coming in. That's one reason why I remember Ross Bjork, the AD, threw such a fit, and they talked about maybe not voting. They ended up vote to admit Texas, but it was some pretty nervous days for a while. Let's check in next with Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hello.
Hey, Randy, what's up?
I got a question, and maybe you can answer it. I'm sure you can. And when it goes to this 12 team playoff and these other schools get in there, won't that expose them, show them how bad they are? Yeah, maybe that's a bad way to put it, but you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you know, it might be a correct way of putting it, because we've argued for a long time that maybe there really aren't more than four or five schools worthy. And now, you're going to get some pretty weird games. One versus 12. I mean, that last year that would have been, Michigan versus Liberty? I don't want to see that game.
I don't mind six or eight, you know, teams, but 12.
Yeah, I mean, your point is correct, but I want to make it clear to everyone. We have 12. That's where we are. We could end up with more down the road. So whether we think it's a good idea or not, does not really matter any longer. We have it. We're taking a break here. We have a Missouri wide receiver coming up in a few minutes. We've already talked to Chris Stewart. We have a country music star later in the program. We'll talk some sports and music with him. We are back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back here, Thursday afternoon, and Bob in Fort Worth. Hello, Bob.
Paul, I don't get to listen to you every day because I have stuff to do. But it never fails when I finally do get around to get to listen to you. You got some nitwit T-Sip comes on here and runs his mouth about something he has no idea about. And then you back him up by saying that A&M's worried about Texas coming into the conference. And that we was upset because we didn't want him in there, reason they didn't want to vote for him. The reason they didn't want to vote for him, Paul, if you remember, is the SEC flat, hands down, lied to A&M about not letting another Texas team in the SEC. That is the reason they didn't want to vote for the thing, not because they're a dang bit worried about Texas coming in. Bring them every day. Bring them on the baseball field. Bring them in the basketball. Bring them in the football. We're ready, and there's not a person at A&M wearing a ring that's worried about Texas University. Thank you. Goodbye.
What does that mean? Steve is up next in Texas. Hello, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hello, Bob. I don't get to watch you that often, and I'm kind of surprised I got through on the phone because you're usually tied up. But wondering what's your take so far on the SEC baseball teams, especially, you know, their pitching seems to be a lot better kind of across the spectrum, you know, for most of them.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for your call. I mean, the SEC is phenomenal in baseball. I think it's all starting to sort out a little bit. I mean, it's not early, but there's still, almost 3 months left, including the College World Series. Thank you very much for the call. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, first of all, I want to apologize for yesterday. I had my phone on speakerphone, and I tried to take it off. And by the time I took it off, you already hung up, so I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Well, anyway, I wanted to get your thoughts on this realignment deal with Florida State in Clemson. I don't see Greg Sankey adding another team to the SEC, so I see Florida State and Clemson going to the Big Ten. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, Mike, I think if you polled the SEC presidents right now, would there be anyone ahead of Florida State and Clemson? My guess is they would find a few ahead of them. I don't know what the SEC's plans are. I would imagine in 2 months or so, there will be an enormous conversation about that, but Until July 1st, Texas and Oklahoma aren't even in yet. And I know how much work has been done to integrate them. Hey, thank you for the call. Stan is up next. Hey, Stan, you are on the air.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show very much. I get to listen parts of it just about every day, but I don't get to listen to the whole program. I don't watch much TV, so I don't get you on
TV.
Well,
thank you anyway.
Anyhow, yeah, hope you and your crew are doing well. couple of things I'd like to talk to you about. To me, it's sincere on my heart, and all of us. I don't care how rich you are, how poor you are, how black you are, how white you are, nothing. Every single person in the United States knows or has had or will have probably someone who is dealing with an issue like Walker Hayes was talking about yesterday about alcoholism and or the drug issues. I have a son right now that's in prison for too many DUIs, and I hope he stays there until he gets sober. But our nation is just, it is so pitiful and going, yielding to the, you know, the drug addicts and all different kinds of drugs. And, man, it just, you know, like I say, it breaks my heart because I know I suffered with my son through alcoholism. He was alcoholic for 12 years and finally got too many DUIs and ended up in prison. And,
Stan, I hate to do this, but thank you. Let's continue this conversation.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.